Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Emma, Izzy and Toby with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, the Queensland LNP government has scrapped a new purpose-built children's mental health clinic in Yeronga. Staff this week were informed that the purpose-built hub would be scrapped despite the government putting aside $3.1 million. Originally announced by the Labor government in 2020, the mental health hub would have costed $8.5 million and would have housed the Children and Youth Mental Health Service and a service to address eating disorders. The government claimed it scrapped the Yeronga site because it blew out to more than four times the original price tag at $39 million. The services that were originally located in Yeronga will continue to run from Sanders Street in Upper Mount Gravatt, which would receive a new fit out with 16 patient rooms at Turinga with four patient rooms. Yesterday, a grass fire broke out at Balmoral Cemetery. Fire crews arrived at the Eastern Brisbane Cemetery shortly after 5:30 p.m., finding two fires had been alight, but one had burnt out. Fire crews had both blazes extinguished by 6:30 p.m.
And in national news, Victorian Senator Sarah Henderson has declared that she does not support the Liberal Party's, quote, current direction, in the most scathing rebuke of Susan Lee's leadership to date. Speaking to Sky News this morning, Henderson failed to back Lee's leadership, saying, quote, I can't pretend things are good. We've had a dire news poll result. A primary vote of just 24%, things are not travelling well. I think a lot of my colleagues are very concerned about the way things are going, Henderson added. Several Liberal parliamentarians have since expressed their support for Lee, including Angus Taylor, who has been floated as a potential alternative leader. Taylor said, quote, I think Susan is well established as leader and will be with us through to the next election.
A small species of Australia's native mouse is both extinct and alive in the Australian government's threatened species list. The species appears on the list under two different pseudonyms and therefore two different animals. The rodent appears as Gould's mouse, which was deemed extinct more than 100 years ago, but also as Djungari from Shark Bay and One Mainland Reserve. A genetic study 4 years ago found that the two mice were actually one, despite the differing titles. Furthermore, four other species of Australian plant and animal are listed as nationally extinct, despite all of them being rediscovered in the past decade. Three of these species do not have legal protection under the National Threatened Species List unless their doppelgangers are removed. Scientists have suggested that national and state laws be altered to remove red tape and automatically designate any rediscovered flora and fauna as threatened rather than extinct.
And in international news, just a content worry, this warning, this next story contains reference to abuse. Disgraced former Prince Andrew Mountbatten Windsor has been summoned to appear before a US congressional panel investigating convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. In a statement published on Thursday local time, the committee said it would investigate, quote, allegations of abuse by Mountbatten Windsor and will seek information on Epstein's operations, network, and associates based on the men's long-standing and well-documented friendship, unquote. Though the U.S. Congress has the power to subpoena people if it wants to question, foreign nationals cannot be compelled to testify. The former royal has until November 20th to respond.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with some beautiful vitamin D expected later. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach a 9, which is in the very high band. So if you don't put on sunscreen, you might feel like a rasher of crispy bacon by the time 4 p.m. rolls around. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au. Not-